Now, to be honest, we got it like as a bundle in it with the table, but we specifically chose this table for this bundle as well. But basically, like we these chairs, you know, in the old house, we had a similar version of this, and that one was just so comfortable. That one was like a white color. But you know me and aesthetics.
I don't know. With these, I feel if I rock back too far, the whole chair's gonna break.
Yeah, legit. If that's bro, gonna snap in it.
Yeah.
You know, I just rock back in it. You know, it's calm. It's calm. See that test? See that stress test?
Yeah, really. Do it again.
CBA, man, the CBA. But yeah.
Anyways.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to the After School Dawah podcast. This time, I hope everyone's microphones are on, you know, so that you can hear everyone. Saad's not with us today.
No, yeah, I am Saad.
No messes up today. Oh, yeah, no, Saad's right there.
Yeah.
Listen, I was going to keep it a secret from these guys that Saad had plastic surgery. You know, I don't want to, like, let people exactly know that.
Huh? It looks exactly the same.
Bro, you need to get your eyes checked, bro. Can't you tell?
Yeah,
well, can't you tell he's wearing different glasses this time?
Oh, yeah.
I got new glasses recently, so yeah.
But yeah, jokes aside though, yeah, Saad's a bit busy today, so he can't join us.
As always.
as always.
Joking.
Like, nah, you know, we all need to pray for Saad, you know. Yeah. Pray for him because his job is killing him right now. Like, he literally just, you know, I don't want to say passes away, but you know what I mean. He passes away.
Very quickly.
You know, after working it. So he's out by Maghrib time, you know. But yeah, anyways. Right now, this podcast should be out on the 25th of December, aka the pagan, I'm joking, aka Christmas, you know.
Oh, we're getting in there already.
aka Christmas. So we thought, you know what, our good friend over here, Basim Salam, right, he is someone who knows Tamid. Like, when I'm telling you, he knows, he knows everything, bro.
Yeah, I was gonna say, of course I know Tamid.
He knows Tamid. he knows everything that is to know about history. Yeah. Like anything, like we'll just ask him some random question. We'll be like, "Yo, what happened at this day? You know, 200 BC." He'd be like, "Yo, this is exactly what
chill,
happened."
Chill, you're not selling me, man.
I'm selling him. That aside, though, we've known Basim since year 7 high school, so he is one of the original boys. You know, the KD boys. We keep referencing KD.
Yeah.
This is one of our KD boys.
This
over
is
here.
One product of KD.
Yeah. So, Basim, like, obviously, before we go into the conversation that we're going to go into, which I'm sure you guys have guessed as well, it's going to be about Christmas. And because I mentioned history, it's going to be about the history of Christmas and some other stuff. But before we go into that, Basim, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, what are you doing right now? How's life going, basically?
Yeah, so salam, everyone. I'm Basim, as they've said. We all went to the same high school together. Saad went there as well, so we've all known each other for a very long time. And yeah, as they said, I like my history, but I'm not a history student. I do dentistry. So, alhamdulillah, things are going okay with me.
Alhamdulillah.
Unlike these guys, these men with jobs, I'm still struggling away in uni.
Yeah, this man guy, right, with the job, you know, it's hard. It's hard. I work 9 to 10, you know, every day, yeah. Including Saturday and Sunday, and twice on a Monday. So, you know, it's hard.
I don't know how you do it.
But
man.
Yeah, you know, Basim, you're one of the few, like, from our friend group that actually moved out from university. Like, I moved out, you moved out. So what was that like moving out, just briefly going into that?
Man, moving out, like the first few weeks you're there, it's horrible because you're so far from home. I moved out to Plymouth, which is miles away. You're so far from home, you don't know anyone in the city, like you barely have enough food to last the week.
Especially if you can't cook at first.
Yeah, so stranded. Even if you know how to cook, just getting into a new environment and then it just like, it weighs you down, doesn't it, Mo? Yeah, I'm sure you can relate to that.
100%.
Alhamdulillah, like you keep at it, and within the first few weeks you've made some good friends, and then you a lot more chilled out, and you actually meet your flatmates, the people in the halls with you. And generally speaking, the guys in my halls were actually really chill guys. So yeah, nice, I got to know them really well.
Yeah, that is blessed. It's kind of like
nice flatmates or housemates, and you gotta have them.
It's kind of like a gamble, innit? Like, you know, when you get uni accommodation, it's like you can have like either the worst housemates going,
yeah,
or you can have pretty decent guys. And I'm glad that for you and you have some pretty decent guys that are around. But yeah, so anyways,
today's topic.
Right? So I'm sure a lot of you guys know about Christmas. you know. Really? For those that don't know, you know, it's basically a holiday, okay. Right? Where, what is it? We celebrate
the birth of Jesus Christ.
The birth of Jesus Christ, right? You know, I was going to say it was when we celebrate Santa Claus coming down and giving us presents. Yeah. But
that too.
Breaking into our houses stealing our food and leaving presents.
But yeah, so anyways, I guess I just really want to go into the topic. Like, yeah, you know, I just want to go into it. So Barsim, tell us, what is the actual history of Christmas? Like, where did it originate? Start from there. Like, where did the idea of Christmas originate from?
Yeah. I'm sure, like, many of you might have guessed what's going on here. This is like the secret history of Christmas and Christmas revealed. There's lots and lots of Muslims out there who make videos at this time of year about this topic. And like, I've been on a whole bunch of Islamic sites, and I have a lot of the Muslims I know, they're always like, yeah, Christmas is a pagan holiday, and oh, it's all made up. Easter wasn't actually born round about now. And, you know, like, at first you're like, well, sure, they seem to know what they're talking about. Mm. But then a few years back, I decided to go into it a bit deeper, like, is this true? And as far as I can tell, the answer is no, it's bad history.
Right. But from the people or from Christmas itself?
What do you mean, sorry?
As in the people that were saying things?
Yeah, so this whole idea of Christmas being like a pagan holiday, it's not true at all. It's one of those, like, myths about medieval times that people always go on about. You know how people say in medieval times people thought the earth was flat,
yeah,
and the church was against science. These are all things people like have made up over time in order to put Christians down, but in reality they're all myths basically. There's actually a very interesting dude called Tim O'Neill. He's an atheist, doesn't like Christians at all, but he's got this really cool blog where he essentially debunks all these ideas. Anyway, on to Christmas.
Right, cool. As we get into it, where do you start?
Also, before that, like, you mentioned that, you know, like, a lot of people call it a pagan holiday. So what is sort of, like, the general understanding of what Christmas is amongst people anyway? Like, what do people think?
I think, well, nowadays, no one really treats Christmas as a religious holiday anymore, do they? It's like an excuse for marketing, an excuse for people to get together and put, like, Christmas films on. But, like, historically, it has been a very religious thing. I think the term Christmas itself literally means Christ Mass. So Christ being Isa or Jesus.
Yeah.
And a Mass being like a Christian prayer gathering.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously nowadays it's all very secularized.
Yeah. It's a vibe, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Like, Christmas movies, bro.
Yeah.
Is a vibe. Like, I always... Like, as a kid, even, like, you know, before Netflix days, yeah, before you could actually, like, choose your films, right? Christmas would come along, you would know that there's going to be some banging movies on Sky.
You know, you'd be sat at home, everyone would be home, no one's at work because everyone's on holiday.
Yeah, it's great to have school holidays then as well, yeah.
Especially in the winter when it's, like, cold and it's warm in your house.
Yeah.
It's just that vibe. It gives that cozy vibe, you know. It's like, sometimes, like, you know, when it's cold and raining outside... And, like, Tam is there messaging me about, like, how he has to get to work and there's frost all over his car and everything. And I'm just here, like, you know, I'm so comfortable right now in bed at home with a heater. And all right, man, and all right. But, you know, it's only temporary for us, bro.
24 hours a day.
Like, this is going to be us next year.
Honestly, I can't wait until I'm actually working. Because on one hand, like, you want the money, right?
Yeah.
On the other hand,
the stress.
Yeah,
having to think about work the next day every day is the worst. Because I go to sleep, I'm like, oh, work tomorrow, can't be asked. But like, if I go to sleep, because we've already like been in the mindset where we stay up late at night, we're doing work or doing whatever. So then if you got work the next day, you like, I have to sleep early, I have to be responsible, I can't be bothered.
The ASD podcast is known for its tangents, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
good
tangents.
Yeah. No, all tangents are good tangents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's hope so.
Let's hope so.
Listen, we're going to have like some snow effect right now. It's going to make it a little bit cozy, you know.
We need a fireplace, actually. That would be so sick.
Be nice. Let's just edit in a fireplace right now, just for the time being.
Edit in like a snowman just sitting here. Just on the side.
Okay, maybe not a snowman.
So yeah, like we said, nowadays it's all very secular, but like it's always been quite a religious festival. And it's not just Muslims who are like, it's a pagan holiday. It's also like non-Muslims, mainly atheists. But I'm sure you guys, like, someone has told you, yeah, Christmas is a pagan holiday, don't celebrate it.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Let's start from the beginning then, shall we?
Where is the beginning?
The beginning is, well, in this case, is the origin of Christmas. Okay. So there's a whole bunch of different theories. When people say it's a pagan holiday, they come up with a whole bunch of pagan celebrations. So one of them is called Saturnalia. So that took place in December around about 17th, and it lasted until about December 20th or 23rd, depending on like exactly when. And so this was like a winter holiday. We have like a whole bunch of Roman writers being like, this is a great time to chill. Everyone's drinking, everyone gets high, everyone does crazy stuff. Like some of the examples they give, people sing naked in the streets.
That seems way too common in history. You see that quite often, don't you?
Yeah.
People being naked with no shame, no remorse.
I don't know what sort of history you've been reading, bro.
Like, never mind, carry on.
But yeah, I guess sometimes people do go a bit crazy, especially when it's a religious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so some Muslims and also some people claim that this Saturnalia thing is where Christmas came from. Obviously, I think the most obvious reason why it can't be Christmas is the dates. Christmas is December 25th. If the Christians were really trying to steal this pagan festival, they'd be like, yeah, Christmas is like 23rd or 20th of December, not 25th. And also, the thing with Saturnalia is even the idea of what it is completely different to what Christmas became. Christmas has always been like a family thing, right?
Mm.
Always been this thing where like people remember Jesus. If you're literally celebrating drunk, it doesn't sound like anything particularly religious. Yeah. So the next one people say is a birth of a Mithras. So Mithras is a very common like religion in the Roman Empire around about the same time Christianity comes around.
Right.
The thing is, we know literally nothing about Mithras as a religion. We don't have any of their own texts. And just like a few things here and there, what many Christians say about them. Christians are like, no, we're not like Mithras at all.
Why is that? Have they just been lost over time? You know, the text, the
sources? They've definitely been lost over time, but wherever it was really popular. There were like temples to Mithras in the UK as well.
Oh,
despite the fact Mithras is an Iranian deity from like Iran.
Oh.
I think it's about three or four in the UK. The most famous ones are London.
No.
So the thing is, some people claim that this birthday of Mithras was in 25th of December. But like we said, there's literally there's no evidence for that at all. And even those people who say that it's the 25th of December, they never source it. Just like, oh, 25th of December is Mithras' birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like...
Trust me, bro.
Trust me, bro.
Trust me. It sounds like both those things that you said.
Yeah.
It sounds like the only thing that... The only reason they had is because of the date, 25th December.
And even then, the date itself is nowhere near the 25th of December.
Yeah.
It's always... With like with Mithras' birthday, we don't even have a date, period. There's not even a time of year. In fact, Mithras himself apparently wasn't even born a normal way. He was born from a rock. So
from a rock.
There was a rock and the man
Dwayne
just
Johnson,
like...
Dwayne Johnson or a natural rock.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson just like split off from Dwayne Johnson, fully formed.
Please don't watch this.
Ibn Rock.
You have to edit this bit out, right?
No. He's going to come for us.
Let's hope not. So, yeah. So Saturnalia, it can't be because the dates are all wrong. And also, again, if the Christians wanted to steal someone else's festival, they'd like pretend the other festival wouldn't exist. They wouldn't be like, yeah, Saturnalia still exists, so this other festival still exists. You'd think they would like try to cover up the fact. Yeah.
They still acknowledged Saturnalia as well.
They did, yeah. And there was some evidence that like, it was still popular in Christian times.
Okay.
Because again, like people want an excuse to party, don't they?
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Everyone just wants a holiday.
I can understand that.
They probably had a 9-to-5 back then, like, please just give me a day off work.
me like revising for exams. I'll do like one question from a past week. I'm like, you know what? I deserve
a break.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna get some takeout now.
Yeah.
1 year later, on some Netflix. That was a long break.
Yeah.
The governments generally don't like it if people take a lot of time off work, you get me?
Of course, yeah.
And so like with the Romans, they were like, guys, don't do Saturnalia. You should be out there working. Why are you partying? So the last one people normally claim is like the birthday of a guy called Sol Invictus, who is a god. And so Sol Invictus is the Roman god of the sun. Sol just means sun in Latin, yeah, yeah. And Invictus means the unconquered, which is a pretty badass name if you ask me.
That's not pretty bad. Yeah.
But so the thing is, with this Sol Invictus, the very first mention we have of 25th of December in relation to him is from this Christian text made by a group of Christians.
Yeah.
And it mentions that the 25th of December is what's called the Natalis of Sol Invictus. Natalis is an unusual word to translate. Normally it's translated as birthday, but it also means anniversary. So there's also the same document, it's called the Chronology of 354, like the year 354. It mentions like the Natalis or the birthday of the time people brought salt into the city.
Salt.
Salt, as in like salt.
Like salt that you eat food with.
Yeah, that sort of salt. Right. So that's apparently a birthday as well. And also like the Natalis of when this temple was made. Before this, in this document in 354, there's no mention of December 25th being holy for this Sol Invictus. The whole Sol Invictus as a god wasn't introduced to the Romans until 270 AD with a guy called Emperor Aurelian.
Okay.
And so the earliest reference we have to this 25th of December being holy is like nearly a century later. And interestingly, we have dates of holy festivals for Sol Invictus from Aurelian's day in like 270. None of them are in December. They're in October and August, also in June. And in this document, which is the first time we have 25th of December being important for Sol Invictus, is also one of the earliest documents that says Christmas is 25th of December. Mm-hmm. And it has the other festivals for Sol Invictus and makes it clear the October date is way more important than the
December
date. Yeah. So again, that's not exactly very good evidence that like it was considered something the Christians ripped off. Because again, if the Christians were to rip it off, they wouldn't be like, by the way, these Romans also celebrate on this day.
Yeah. They're just really bad at ripping off, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the other explanation, yeah. So nowadays, all Christians, with the exception of the Armenians for some reason, celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December. But it's a calendar problem here. So it's 25th December in the Julian calendar. But the thing is, the Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar, which most people nowadays use, are completely different. So most of the world does Christmas on the 25th of December, like our 25th December. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of churches, like in Russia and in Greece, I think Egypt as well, they actually do their Christmas celebrations on January the 7th. But the thing is, in their mind, they're still doing December 25th.
Okay.
But they're following the Julian calendar, which is about 17 days behind. So, yeah.
Well, what's that calendar based on?
It's introduced by Julius Caesar.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, of course, yeah, Julian.
The one and only Julius Caesar.
I feel
Caesar.
Like following this calendar as well, man. Just saying. Just like.
Yeah. I guess it has like the name factor, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But
Than Gregory or whatever his name
is. Who even is Gregory, man?
Gregory. Yeah. Go on.
So the reason we follow the Gregorian calendar is way more accurate. Like we said,
in what way?
In terms of like the passage of time and the dates and stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
For example, 25th of December, Julian calendar was supposed to be the spring equinox.
Right.
Okay. So the winter equinox, like the shortest day of the year.
Equinox.
It's a cool word, isn't it?
Yeah, very cool word.
The thing is, though, the actual equinox is on the 22nd of December. I think like a few days ago, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, wait. Today?
Today?
Yeah, 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
Today, listen, well, no. It's 25th right now.
No.
It's
this is a live stream episode, isn't it?
This is a live stream, yeah.
Even though December 25th was supposed to be the equinox, it actually wasn't, because every single year the calendar would drift out. And if it kept on going, eventually, like, I don't know, December would be in the summertime and like that. So that's why we had the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar is very late. It's only like in the 1800s, 1800s, where Europe adopts it.
Okay.
So the churches in like Russia and Greece and Egypt, they still follow this Julian calendar, which means while, yes, they believe Christmas is on 25th of December, they end up celebrating it on January the 7th. And like next year, probably January the 8th and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Yeah. So things are out of whack.
So it just changes.
You know, like how we have Eid, like Pakistanis celebrate one day. We celebrate the other day. Like, they're like, yo, you know what? 17 days later. Go
17
days later.
Exactly.
Next year, so 18 days later.
Yeah.
So, like, so you've had all these reasonings and they're all pretty much false, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the true origin of Christmas then, or what do you think it is?
An interesting fact, though, about the date of Christmas. Like, okay, everyone says, yeah, the Christians copied the pagans. Mm. There's actually quite a few historians who argue the opposite. The pagans copied the Christians.
Right.
Because it was known from quite early on, the Christians considered 25th of December to be holy. The pagans, the Roman emperor, was like, they knew the Christians existed. They never liked the Christians very much. They're like, you know what? These Christians, they're celebrating the 25th of December. We've got to be like, this day has always been holy to us. And so it's been argued that, like, this dude, Emperor Aurelian, he and, like, later Christians appropriated this day. He and, like, later Romans, like, stole this day from the Christians in order to try and, like, steal a celebration from them. Mm. Which, it's not entirely clear how true this is, but it's definitely quite plausible.
Okay.
But as to how the Christians got the day 25th of December, now that's a story in and of itself.
Of course. Yeah. There's just so much depth into this, isn't it? Yeah, because yeah. I heard, like, the actual birth of Jesus was on a completely different date. Like,
go on.
Like in October or something. I remember a long time ago, I don't know when, but
yeah.
Like the sources, whatever sources there are, say that it was nowhere near December 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know anything about
it's
that.
It's like, so we're talking about the origins of Christmas, right? When did Christmas first start, by the way?
What do you mean when the Christmas? Like
when did people first start celebrating Christmas?
Okay.
Last year.
That's actually not
last year.
That's actually not exactly clear, because there's a difference between being like Jesus was born on the 25th of December,
yeah,
and difference between saying that and like actually having a celebration. Like, for example, think of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't exactly know when he was born, do we? Hoping to different opinions.
Yeah.
But what we do know is when people started to celebrate it. So we know people started to celebrate it like 500 years after
it was
he
a
died.
Long time after, yeah.
Even though they knew it existed a few hundred years before that. Christmas is a similar thing. So, in fact, the earliest people who mention about Isa's birthday or Jesus' birthday, they say, guys, don't celebrate it. Not good to celebrate birthdays. Yeah, that's what they were saying.
That's the same thing. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's quite interesting,
That is mad.
The actual date, 25th of December, the earliest record of someone saying this is Jesus' birthday is probably about 250, so way before the Sol Invictus business. The thing is, it's not entirely clear if that's accurate or not. There's a debate amongst scholars. But generally speaking, the earliest we have of someone saying 25th of December is explicitly Jesus' birthday is that thing in 354 I mentioned, which also has this whole Sol Invictus birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea existed before that. So as early as like the 190s, early 200s, the Christians believed that Isa was crucified. Obviously, we don't really believe that, but they believed he was crucified on March 25th.
Okay.
Which, in the Julian calendar, of course, not in our modern calendar, I think it roughly falls in like April nowadays.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they believed this day was also the March equinox, spring equinox. There's like four equinoxes in a year. And so also the ancient Jews from like ages ago, they believed that people, prophets and important people, were born and died on the same day. There's a hadith as well, I think, where it says that, where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that he was born on a Monday to die on a Monday as well. It's like a similar concept to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Christians and also some other groups held that Isa was conceived on March 25th. Not born, so conceived. And so if you're conceived on March 25th, you count exactly nine months ahead. What did you get?
December.
December the
25th.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me with that quick maths right there.
Yeah.
Damn. I need to work at a bank.
You do, yeah. You're crazy. In the wrong job.
But then where's the evidence for the fact that he was conceived? Because obviously, you know, the mother of Mary, they don't believe that.
There's no evidence. There's no date. Like, in the same way, for example, the Quran and the Hadith doesn't give an exact date of when the Prophet was born.
Well, but for them, Christians...
Now, what was their reasoning to say that it was in March?
He was crucified. They knew he was crucified in March. Yeah, the date is like the 14th of Nisan in the Hebrew calendar.
Okay, and they're using the same concept that you're born on the same day, you died on the same day.
Yes.
So, okay.
Where does that concept come from?
It's from like ancient Judaism.
Like how he just said before, how prophets, you know, holy people, born and die on the same day.
And like the hadith of the prophet says
somewhere he's born on Monday and he died on Monday.
Yeah,
so they kind of use that same concept.
The same logic they used.
We have that in a hadith in it for us, right? Like the one Basim said. So for them, it was written in the Bible?
I don't think it was written anywhere. They just believed it.
Yeah. I mean, how did they find out about it, though?
What do you mean?
How did they know? Like, did Isa or someone tell them about that?
Maybe some of the other prophets told them. We don't really know.
Like some prophets from beforehand.
Possibly, yeah.
Like Musa or Salam or someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of prophets between Musa and Isa.
Yeah. Now, because I find that interesting, innit? Because obviously for Muslims, we know that from Hadith, innit?
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting to see that they also had that belief.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah, trust.
So, like from, what's it called? Yeah. So, like I said, from about the early, at the latest, in early 220s, it was fixed that Isa was crucified in March 25, which, like I said, in the Roman calendar was the spring equinox. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it's a Julian calendar, so the actual equinox wasn't then. The actual equinox is, I think, slightly before. And if you count exactly 9 months from March 25th, you get December 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the actual date, like December 25th, took another century to appear. But a bunch of other like dates were thrown around in January and like in December, because it's roughly 9 months, isn't it? That's like roughly how long a pregnancy lasts for.
Mm. Yeah.
So the question is, why did they stick with
December
25th?
Sorry.
Anyone want to hazard a guess?
Because it's nice in winter and you get to stay at home.
It was there like a...
Because there's snow.
Was there like
there probably was some snow, yeah.
I don't know how you'd phrase it, like a commercial economic reason for it, like, yeah, you know, because like, you know, for them maybe December suited them a lot.
Not really.
Yeah,
so like I said, exactly 9 months after March 25th, it's December 25th.
Yeah.
And their idea was that Jesus was like a perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
Or a perfect. Okay. And so 9 months perfectly gives you December 25th. And also, like we said, March is an equinox. Mm-hmm. And March 25th is an equinox. And December 25th is an equinox. So it makes sense for it to be like on the same day.
Oh, okay.
And one more reason is the Christians, very early on, like in the 100s, were like comparing Isa to the sun. Jesus, like a sun, he brings light. I think the Quran mentions as well in Surah Al-Maidah, Allah says, he gave the Injil and in there was guidance and light. So the Christians equated Isa with the sun and with light.
Okay.
And if you know, December 25th is like the shortest day of the year, technically.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's winter.
As in like how long the sun is in the sky for, or?
In terms of like the amount of daylight, it's like the least amount of daylight.
Yeah. Like in the UK.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so after that, the days get longer. So it's very symbolic, isn't it? Yeah, like the sun has descended and then light
like
spreads
a,
out.
Like a new year starting.
Yeah.
Because then it just keeps getting higher, isn't it? Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
Damn. So where do you go from here?
Oh, are you done with that? Okay, yeah, I wanted to ask, innit? So obviously, like, the way we, we celebrate. The way we see people celebrating Christmas nowadays is sort of like, okay, you know, they have Christmas Eve, they get a turkey and everything. They have a Christmas tree, you know, they put presents in there. They tell them, like, you know, Santa Claus is coming and stuff. You know, leave out the milk and the cookies and stuff like that. And then on the day, they kind of just, you know, I think they just do different things on the day, and they have a family.
Our knowledge of Christmas is based entirely on Christmas films, though, right?
Listen, Christmas films are real and accurate, okay?
Yes.
Again, hashtag trusted sources, yeah? You know? Well, okay, you know, even like, you know, friends and stuff who celebrate Christmas, and it generally goes like that, innit? Obviously, on the day, it kind of varies, and they might go to a certain place, innit? What do you call it? Like in certain places, like I think in traffic centers and stuff, they have like parties or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you're going to have parties everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So, you take the kids, you go out, you do something in it. Mm. Or you stay at home, like if you have a big family and stuff, and just like chill and whatever. So that's how we see people celebrating Christmas nowadays. How did they celebrate it back in the day?
I think a lot of the stuff we associate with like Christmas now, such as turkey and the Christmas presents tree. The Santa presents, Claus. I think, are much older.
Yeah, Santa Claus. Santa Claus used to be green, and then Coca-Cola made him red, and that's kind of what stuck.
Santa Claus is actually based on like an actual Christian saint.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a guy called Saint Nicholas.
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah. Uh-huh. And like his main colors were green at first, maybe that was more like symbolic. But yeah, Coca-Cola made him red apparently in an advert or something. They advertised him as red, and now
there's another like
stuck.
Common.
Yeah.
How did Coca-Cola like, change Santa Claus?
I don't even know.
There's a whole bunch of like, again, bad history, bad religion, whatever you want to call it, about the origin of Christmas and like, sorry, origin of Father Christmas, Santa Claus, whatever. No, Santa Claus was not a German god. No, he wasn't a demon. Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing people say. Like another one is Yule. You know, they call like Yuletide Christmas. Okay. Have you ever heard that term? Yuletide?
No, I never heard that before.
And also this idea of a Christmas tree. Okay, sure, people consider trees holy, but we don't really have any evidence of people like getting a tree, chopping it down, putting stars on it, putting like stuff on it. We don't really have much
like
evidence of that.
Angel on top and the decorations.
So all this stuff is essentially made up by atheists, by other Christians, by Muslims as well, just to sort of put Christianity down, really. Personally, like, you don't have to make something up in order to put someone down, if that makes sense. Like, okay, let's say, Dahmid, I don't like you, bro. I don't like you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't, like, make up lies about you then, would I? You have that...
Yes. Some people would.
Some people would, get me wrong. Yeah.
So what do you mean, by the way?
I totally don't make up lies about you, to say it.
He always does, by the way. But I'm joking. It's just me and I always do. I'm joking.
Right, really be your own people.
Nah, man, you know, all the bad things I say about you is true, and so it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
The truth about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
I'll see how it is.
It is cool, man. You just need to work on yourself and, like, I don't know, become a better human being.
Is it?
One day, you know, inshallah.
Now I don't feel so bad about saying bad things about you.
Yo, the truth is coming out today, man. Is
it? Yo, we're getting
after all the good things I've said about it. Okay. Anyways, so, Basim, you were saying that, like, so, you know, the decorating the Christmas tree and stuff like that. You mentioned that Muslims, they use it to bring down Christmas.
Or just bring down Christianity in general. Because
where,
like,
did it come from, by the way?
Where did what come from?
The Christmas tree and stuff like that.
The Christmas tree, if I remember correctly, came from Germany in about the 16 or 1700s. That's when people started doing it.
Oh, okay.
And the story goes, it was only introduced to England with, you know, Queen Victoria. Her husband, Prince Albert, was a German dude, German prince. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, was it a political marriage?
No, as far as I remember, it's a love marriage.
Whoa.
As in, they had a great deal of love for each other. Eventually.
I was going to say, damn, it's a silly question.
silly question. Yeah.
How?
Of course, it's a political marriage. But then that's what it's not. Like, you know.
You never know.
But just going back to the question, right?
Again, it's like, well, it's one of those things with like customs. So I don't know about you guys, but on Eid, like, we always put like balloons up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you not?
We get
I've not seen a balloon in years.
What's the
room full of balloons.
Exactly. What's the balloon? Nah, no, we haven't. As in, what, you as a family or?
Yeah, like as a family, no.
Oh no.
And like other like friends, when we go to for like Eid and stuff, sometimes they have like
maybe
decorations
if someone's having a big Eid celebration. Yeah,
and like when you go to like the mosque for Eid as well, they have like, you know, decorations and stuff out.
Yeah,
now, obviously, maybe. At the time of the Prophet, people never really did that. They never had balloons or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's probably a much more recent thing people have done. And like with these Christmas traditions, it's the same thing.
It kind of just came over time.
Like over time, different people have different ideas of what they do, like culturally for a celebration, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Christmas is the same. I bet in some parts of the world, people don't even have turkey. It's probably just like an English thing, turkey and Christmas tree. Like, I doubt, like, if you go to, I don't know.
It probably came more recently, didn't it?
It's like
quite recent.
It's problematic if, like, let's say us, right? We blow balloons all the time, you know, for Eid. But you'll never see me sitting here and saying, oh yeah, you know, back in the day, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there blowing balloons.
Yeah.
You know, we're not saying that. And the same thing for them, innit? They're not necessarily saying that, you know, they had Christmas trees and etc. Back when Christmas was first introduced. And like, that is, you know, they're not saying that is a part of the Bible either, are they?
No, they're not. For Christians, like, the important part of Christmas is remembering Jesus. And so, like, anything else is just a celebration on top. Mm. Like, for example, I don't know, like maybe every year, if a family on Eid has, like, I don't know, biryani or halim, they make that, like, an Eid, like, tradition. Special. It doesn't mean it's, like, part of Eid or anything like that. There's nothing really wrong with that per se, is there?
No.
It's kind of like maybe there are some people who would say that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So you're saying in, like, 100, maybe 200 or a couple hundred years, Christmas could be completely different to what it is now.
Probably,
like, in terms of how it's celebrated,
like,
or what.
Yeah, like, whatever the society finds fun in it.
Yeah.
I think, like, movies and stuff
are,
like,
an influence, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
but then movies. How long have movies been around, so...
Yeah, yeah. I think movies really cemented the whole, like, Christmas tree.
The tree, the turkey, the
Santa, you know, the Santa Claus stuff. No, you know, one thing is, yeah, I've noticed, you know, this could be just me being a Muslim, yeah, and looking at Christmas through the lens of...
a Muslim.
Yeah.
Not through the lens of a Muslim, but, like, just through watching, like, Christmas movies, I guess, innit?
Okay, yeah.
Right? But it seems like, you know, in the movies, at least, innit? Right? And, like, just generally, like, from decorations and people talking about Christmas, that, you know... No one, people barely mention Jesus.
Yeah.
And there's more to do with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like, Santa Claus heavily outweighs Jesus on Christmas. Real.
Definitely, yeah.
Which I find kind of interesting when, you know, you're saying that the purpose of Christmas is, you know, to remember Jesus.
This is just my opinion, but, like, as people, especially in the West, are no longer religious.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't really want to associate it with Jesus, who is a distinctly religious figure, right?
Yeah.
Instead, they choose to emphasize Santa Claus, who's very secular and nothing to do with religion.
Yeah.
I think that's my understanding of that. But I know amongst certain groups of Christians, especially like evangelicals or conservatives, they don't like Santa Claus because they feel like it takes away from Christmas. And
yeah, if I was a Christian, I'd feel the same. I'm not gonna lie.
Where's my credit? And I'm giving you guys presents, like, as a parent.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like the tooth fairy. Oh, I put a tooth under my pillow, I get a pound. Like, no, it's just your mum or your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So,
like,
what was?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So, what was the thing? As far back as you've read, maybe, right? How did they celebrate Christmas back in the day?
Good question. Again, it depends on time and place, but for many Christians and for most people as well, like, the most important part was the prayer. The same way we have, like, Eid Salah, we go to the mosque on Eid. They would go to, like, church on Christmas, they'd have a special service. After that, it was like meeting with family or having fun with your friends.
Okay.
One thing they didn't like to do was, like, get really drunk and do crazy things, because, again, it's meant to be a holy day. So in the same way that, like, on Eid, like, we don't do dodgy things, do we?
No.
We're not supposed to, like, go Wimsdale Road.
I was going to say, as long as you don't go Wimsdale Road, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You can celebrate, but, like, still in a halal manner.
In a halal manner, yeah.
Like, especially the ones after Ramadan. Like, you spend a whole month being holy and, you know, practicing your best. And then at Eid, just, like, throw it all away by doing everything you couldn't do.
You know, you got 30 days of sinning to make up for, innit?
Yeah.
So...
So wrong.
So yeah, I don't know about you guys, but around about this time, people are sending the fatwas being like, it's haram to say Merry Christmas, it's haram to celebrate Christmas. Yeah.
No, like, I understand them because I've read and heard people say that, and, like, from their points of view, it does make sense, you know, saying, because for example, let's say you say Jesus Christ, like, because, and say, you know how people say, oh my God, so if you're reacting, say Jesus, you know what I mean? There was a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ that said that any invocation is a prayer. And so obviously saying Jesus Christ is an invocation because you're reacting and saying, oh Jesus, you're calling out to him, innit?
Yeah.
So essentially by that hadith, it would count as a prayer.
I agree with you, but intention obviously plays a part.
So like using that same logic or, you know, those same guidelines, it would make sense why saying Merry Christmas or something is haram or not allowed.
Yeah.
I mean, well, like Merry Christmas, like in the beginning, right, you said for Christmas is you know, it's celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. You know, so celebrating his birthday, innit? Based on, you know, obviously current Christians' belief on when his birthday is and etc. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you say Merry Christmas, okay, so for Christians, when they say Merry Christmas, what does it mean for them when they say
have a nice holiday?
Like, yeah, it's kind of like, so we're just celebrating, you know, have a nice day, have a nice holiday.
It's like saying Eid Mubarak to someone, isn't it?
So obviously, yeah. if you said Merry Christmas, obviously you wouldn't say, happy birthday.
What does Eid Mubarak
mean?
Yeah, when you say Eid Mubarak to someone.
Like, happy Eid.
Happy Eid, yeah.
Like, enjoy
like have a good Eid to someone. Like, I wouldn't say Eid Mubarak to, like, a Christian dude, yeah.
Because they don't celebrate, yeah.
Yeah, like, it would be odd for them to say it to us as well, you know. If they,
I think sometimes they do.
Like, they do it for the sake of it, just to be nice. It's a gesture in the end, isn't it? It's not like we actually celebrate it. And it's not like we actually celebrate Christmas if we say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But you could just reply by saying, like, Happy Holidays or, you know.
I think that's what, like, people, scholars often say. Just say Happy Holidays, something generic, yeah. But it's interesting, like, so Muslims have, like, had a strained relationship with Christmas. So obviously everyone agrees that, like, it's haram to celebrate it because it's not part of our religion. But you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to make up this idea it's a pagan holiday. It's just not part of our religion, end of story.
Yeah.
But from what I can gather, even though lots of Islamic sites and I think a few teachers as well were like, Jesus wasn't born in winter, he was born in summer. Have you guys ever heard that one?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, I know just he wasn't born in winter. I can't remember when.
It's explicitly like winter. They say, no, he wasn't born in winter because Christians say he's born in winter. Christians are wrong. That's the logic.
That's an interesting
Depends
logic.
If he's in Australia, though.
That's a very good point, yeah.
I mean, I know it's just a joke, but, you know, they have summer now.
Yeah.
You know, I only found out recently, like, it sounds really stupid, but I only found out quite recently that Australia has summer now and winter when we have summer.
Yeah, Brazil as well, I think.
Yeah, basically it's far off. It's crazy.
It's mad to fathom something like that. You know?
Like, it makes sense, but you wouldn't think about it.
Yeah, you understand they're like, okay, they're on the other side of the globe and it makes sense,
I wonder, like what Australians must think. All these Christmas movies come on TV, it's like snowing. Like, they look out the window, it's like really hot.
Is that proper hot? You know? That's interesting.
Yeah, so like, again, nowadays Muslims are like, no, Jesus wasn't born in winter. No, the Quran says the opposite. All this sort of stuff. In reality, that doesn't seem to be the case. So basically, every single scholar I've come across historically, those who did like historians or tafsirs or things like that, whenever they mention the when Isa was born, they all if they give a date, they say December 24th to December 25th.
Yeah,
as in like from history.
Yes, even like in tafsirs, they say either he was born in December 24th or December 25th, or he's born in winter.
Right. Islamic scholars,
historically. Nowadays, obviously, they're like, no, that the Christians are wrong, but historically, that's what they said, which I found really, really bizarre, really strange, because like, oh, isn't this like a pagan holiday? They never thought so. They didn't really have any issue saying Isa was born on the 25th of December or thereabouts.
That's interesting. Yeah.
It was just because
like they didn't have solid. Oh well, they might have, but we don't know if
they
had solid proof back in that.
So they never counted it back then.
The Christians were like, Jesus was born the 25th. They were like, yeah, sure, we don't have any issue with that dating.
Yeah,
right.
And in fact,
did they agree with it? So
they seem to agree with it, like only in like polemical works when they're like, oh, Christianity is a fake religion. Oh, it's all a bunch of nonsense made by the devil. Mm. Only in those sorts of works do they dispute it. But when, like, in tafsir, when history, like, when they're giving an account of Isa's life, because we have, like, biographies of Isa written by Muslims, they have no issue saying, he was born on the 25th of December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and pretty much all of them, including on the famous nativity stories, like, you guys maybe remember from, like, primary school, you know, like, those three wise men come following a star and giving gifts. Muslim scholars included that as well in his life. Again, they had no real reason to dispute it or reject it. They were like, well, Isa's a great prophet and this seems to make sense. There's nothing in here against Islam.
Okay, so there was like, I don't know the word, but it's like you can't prove it because there's nothing against it, but there's nothing for it as well. So you kind of just meet in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really affect you that much.
And they never even commented, this is authentic, this isn't authentic. They just presented it as if it was a fact.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I guess, like, you know, for Muslims, like, for me, it would make sense. Like, okay, you know, celebrating his death, right? That would be, like, a big contradiction to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Something like that. Celebrating his birth, right? Obviously, you know, we have the opinion that you shouldn't celebrate, you know, birthdays anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there are different, you know, some Muslims, they celebrate the Prophet's birthday, innit? So there are different opinions on that, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it kind of goes around that, you know, whether your opinion is, should you celebrate holidays outside of that, which is already dictated in Islam, so including birthdays and stuff like that as well.
Less of a celebrating thing and more being like, as a historical thing, he was born here. In the same way that it's like less about being like Umar ibn al-Khattab was born, I don't know, March the 5th, therefore we should celebrate it yearly, and more being like he was born on that day, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just you're just presenting a fact, isn't it?
Yeah. Another interesting point is they use the Quran to argue their point. So nowadays I've seen Muslims use the Quran to do the opposite.
Right, okay.
So,
for example?
In the story of Maryam alayhi salam, you have her go to a palm tree. She goes to a palm tree and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, shake the palm tree and dates will fall down. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
So basically every single scholar who read this before like the end of the 1800s, they saw, okay, the palm tree was unripe before, but then when she shook it, the dates fell out ripe. This is a miracle. And so they said, well, clearly she's in a time when the dates are out of season, like winter.
I love when they analyze stuff like this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they just, it's so cool, man.
It's very interesting because nowadays, the few accounts I've seen of these exact same ayahs, they're like, well, okay, the dates are in season, which means it must be around about springtime or summertime. It can't be winter because the Christians say it's winter and the Quran doesn't say it's winter. You see, it's more like they have a destination in mind and they're sort of interpreting it to base it around that.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, you know, you're talking about, like, let's say Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone pretty much, right? They're having an issue with the date.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like that's the only issue they have, isn't it, with the date.
And
like,
who said
not
it?
Being accurate, who said it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say then, like, theoretically, hypothetically, whatever, right? Let's say, okay, for a fact, we know 25th December is, you know, Isa alayhi salam was actually born on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have any issues then?
What do you mean, sorry?
Would Muslims have any issues then? Like,
accepting
it sounds like the only issue Muslims have with Christmas, right, is that they're saying that the date isn't accurate. So if the date was accurate, would they not have any issues?
I guess, like, if we had like some hadith or something that said it, then I'm sure it wouldn't be an issue.
Mm. Yeah.
The only indication you really have from like the Gospels, like the Christian holy books, the Bible, when Isa was born, was this like one mention. So according to one of the Gospels, the Gospel of Luke, when Isa was born, like three shepherds came. And they just were like, they recognized him as like a great person, like the Messiah or whatever. And it's mentioned that they were like, had their sheep grazing in the countryside. So I've seen a bunch of Muslims, also atheists, being like, look, this is proof Jesus can't be born in the winter because winter's cold. And why would sheep be eating in winter? And I think this is a great example where context is important. Yeah. Because it turns out winters in Palestine are actually quite warm, and also there's one particular sheep, the breed of sheep that's like that's been like there for thousands of years. They give birth in January.
Wait, so this wasn't taking place in the United Kingdom.
We all know Isa was actually an Arab and he was born in Medina.
How you going?
Yeah, so basically, at first glance, it might seem the Gospels are against the idea that he was born in winter. But again, if you look at the context and you like look at it a bit deeper, you realize, wait, it's quite plausible that he was born somewhere in wintertime.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Obviously, the actual date is up for debate.
Yeah.
Another thing that Muslim scholars mention is where he was born. Pretty much everyone agrees that he was born in Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Muslim scholars.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you look at, like, say, Ibn Kathir's Tafsir, he mentioned, like, oh, the early Muslims were, like, he was born in, some say he was born in Egypt for some reason. Some said he was born like in Jerusalem. Some say Bethlehem. And pretty much everyone agrees with Bethlehem, even though it's Christians who said this. Again, the Muslim scholars saw no reason to dispute this because it's like a purely historical fact.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like something that just everyone just kind of knew.
Yeah, like you're saying he was born in December. Well, why would I dispute that?
Yeah, because like, unless you don't have any reason to dispute it, basically.
Yeah.
Innit,
so. Yeah.
It's like innocent until proven guilty, I guess. Yeah.
Damn, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, there's no reason for you to lie about something like that, I guess.
Yeah.
That probably came like up if in it's so mind.
Accepted throughout the society at the time, then if you just come and say no, it's not true, you know, you just everyone's
especially if you've got no evidence. Yeah, if you're also like, trust me, bro, it's not true.
yeah, exactly, man.
But Muslims had a lot of respect for Isa alayhi salam.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't mean like in just that.
I should say have.
So what you see very often amongst like early Muslims, the most famous ones for this are like Imam Malik, Imam Malik to an extent, but also Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Imam Ghazali.
Yeah.
So all of these people in their work, they had lots and lots of quotes from Isa. Some of them are actual Bible quotes. In some cases, they quote a passage of the Bible, like word for word, roughly, and like put it in their work. So Imam Ghazali has about several of these. Imam Ahmad has about 20 as well. But most of the quotes they have is like, Isa alayhi salam said this, Isa alayhi salam said that. And I think after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like he's the most quoted figure amongst Muslims. For whatever reason, Muslims really were attracted to him as a figure.
Yeah.
And especially Sufis. Yeah, the miracles are a big part, but also like the stuff he said.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff in the Gospels I really loved.
The fact that he spoke as a baby as well.
Interesting you mentioned that in Christianity, there's no record of ever doing that. Yeah.
Oh. Because well, in Islam, it's a big part of.
In Islam, it's a big part.
It's in the Quran as well, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Spoke. So, what? That for that to be lost. Why is that? Is there any reason? It's kind of just got lost in history.
Maybe.
They didn't want to accept it. That baby
okay, speak. So, you know, like for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We understand the story being okay. You know, as soon as he was born, you know, he spoke. And at that point, it was confirmation that he was a prophet. Innit? So what was their confirmation of, I guess, maybe not prophet or maybe prophet or maybe...
Yeah, they consider him a prophet.
Yeah.
So you have those, you have the wise men. They come from the distant east. They're just called wise men. Interestingly, they were probably Arabs. So it's the earliest accounts we have of Christians say that these guys were Arabs, and they bring with them gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And frankincense and myrrh particularly is associated with Arabia. So these people come and they say he is like the Messiah, he's the king of the Jews. So that's what they have. So that celebration the Christians call Epiphany, that's January the 6th.
Okay.
January the 6th, Gregorian calendar. I don't know where it is, Julian calendar, probably be like a few weeks afterwards. But apparently multiple things happen in this day. So they believe that this is when the wise men came to him. They also believe this is when Yahya alayhi salam, the other prophet, baptized him, like Yahya John the Baptist.
Yeah.
No way.
Isa's cousin and another major prophet who came before him.
Yeah.
And they also believe he turned water into wine on the same day. So busy day, I guess.
Busy day.
Wait, also, so how old was Isa alayhi salam?
When he was baptized.
At the time, yeah.
About 30, I think.
Okay.
So yeah. It was a while after.
Yeah. What was the question again?
The
question was when did they realize he was a prophet?
So there was that. Also, for Christians, Isa's miracles, most of them only came when he was an adult.
Yeah.
So it's only when he hit 30. That's when he went out and did miracles. So, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never reached had prophecy until he was 40, and most prophets don't get prophecy until they're 40.
Yeah.
Isa alayhi salam was special; he got it from the cradle.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So there's definitely that.
And I mean, like, yeah, he was born in a very special way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And definitely, the way he was born was a major indication for Christians. A very interesting thing you have, like a particular quote. I love this quote. It's mentioned like in so many works by Muslim scholars. So there's a gospel passage in the Gospel of Luke, again, where Jesus is like, he's doing something. And so a woman shouts to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." And Jesus said, blessed rather is the one who listens to the word of God and obeys it. And so what Muslims did was they found this quote and they really liked it. So lots and lots of Muslim scholars included this in their work. There's actually a work by Hamza Yusuf. You guys, everyone knows Hamza Yusuf, right?
Who's that?
He has this very interesting book. I don't know if all of it is out yet, but there's like a PDF with several pages where he goes through various Muslim works and he brings out these quotes. So some of them are really interesting. So for example, the Muwatta of Imam Malik, that's meant to be one of, if not the oldest written book of hadith. Whoa. And also Musnad Imam Ahmad, again, a very early book of hadith. Both of these have like statements the Prophet ﷺ said, hadith, but they also had statements that Isa said or is reported to have said.
Yeah.
And so I find that like really amazing. Like you don't find anything from other prophets in there. Mm. It's just like stuff the Sahaba said, stuff the Prophet ﷺ said, and stuff Prophet Isa alayhi salam said. Mm. So he definitely had a very high position amongst Muslims.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But any of the sources you remember, by the way, we could just like link them below or just
A major one is Ghazali Ihya Ulumuddin. I think it's probably his most famous work. It's a shame Saad is here. He like really looks at Ghazali.
Yeah, yeah, he loves it.
Yeah,
he's always sending quotes or you know.
Yeah, he
stories
is
stories from there.
So yeah. In the
Ihya, he
does.
Yeah. So in the Ihya, Ghazali had lots of quotes from Isa. Some of them, it's not entirely sure where he got them from. Maybe it's authentic, like maybe like there's chains of transmission or whatever. But some of them are like direct gospel quotes. In fact, in a few instances, he says like, I saw in the Injil or I saw in the gospel that Isa said this. Then in one instance, he has like a big commentary on it being like, these are principles to live by. I think the one in particular he singles out is there's a thing called the Sermon on the Mount, where Isa says, if someone like slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other cheek. Yeah. If someone, it's a great expression. So Ghazali like talks about like these are principles to live by.
Yeah, you know, like
but as Muslims, that's not a principle we live by, is it? You know, turning the other cheek.
It depends who you ask, isn't it?
Because I've heard, mostly the opinion I've heard is like, you don't turn the other cheek, but obviously you still forgive.
Turn the other cheek means that, like, someone attacks you, don't attack them back.
Yeah.
It means, like you.
Retaliate. Yeah, obviously, from what I've seen, turn the other cheek, some people interpret it as, like, you know, obviously don't attack back, but also be, like, open to kind of receive another blow. Because if you turn the other cheek, it basically means you're inviting another slap on the other cheek, innit?
Exactly.
And so, obviously, we are not.
Well, generally speaking.
From what I remember. Yeah. From what I've read before, I have to look back at it to know specifically what's been said. But I remember it going along the lines of, okay, let's say, Tahmid, you punch me, yeah?
Let's not say this.
Allah. Let's do it. A public demonstration right here, innit?
Yeah.
If you punch me, then I have the right to punch you back, equivalent to how much you punch me, right? And upon that, Allah will not sin me for it. There's just no sins for it. But that being said, it is better for me to be patient.
So Sufis loved Isa and they loved quoting bits stuff he said,
especially
things to do with like not indulging in the world and not being caught up in materialism.
What's the word? What was the word? No, I've forgotten it. Give me a second.
Let's edit this entire bit.
We'll have it zoomed in on his
face.
No,
listen.
Nah, I'm keeping it now, bro. Like,
now it's just gonna sound dumb because it's not even that great, but
okay. Like, let's just pretend I won't keep it in.
What was one of the principles like Marcus Aurelius really promoted?
What's Stoicism.
That's the one. Stoicism.
Interesting. You mentioned Marcus Aurelius. He actually mentioned Christians.
Yeah, I know. I kind of figured,
he didn't say anything nice about them, but he mentioned Christians.
Did he say anything nice about anyone?
He had nice thing to say about himself.
Himself.
Yeah.
There's actually a really good quote that I like from him, which is cool. He goes, "The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts." That's one thing I heard from him. And it's true. It's very true. And like, it was crazy because the day I read it was when I felt it the most. Like one day, the day before, I felt really bad in it, and like I felt like everything was going crazy, and I didn't have anything organized or planned. I didn't know what I was doing, basically with you at work and whatnot, innit? And then I kind of went to sleep, and the next day, because I made a plan at night, like in my head, I wrote down a few things. I was like, okay, I got to sort this out. And I felt a bit better. Went to sleep, woke up the next day, and I was excited and I was happy. And then I saw that quote and I realized absolutely nothing had changed from yesterday to that day, except the fact that I'd slept.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was asleep, I don't know. But the fact that I'd like kind of organized everything in my head, I kind of just put everything together, made me feel so much better already, even though I'd not made any progress on anything yet.
Yeah.
But I just felt so much better about myself. I was like, you know what? I've got everything unlocked. You know, I'll be able to do it.
Like, I guess like, you're organizing your thoughts and you have it sort of, you know, it's kind of like, you know, venting.
Mm.
Like when you vent, like venting is very therapeutic because of the fact that you're actually releasing those thoughts.
Mm. Mm.
You know, when they're in your head, they're not realized yet for you.
Mm.
Is when, let's say, I tell Tamid about, okay, these thoughts, that's when it becomes realized for me.
Yeah.
You know? Are you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, those sorts of principles you mentioned get picked up by Christian and later Muslim writers as well. Because, like, wisdom's wisdom regardless of who says it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's very true, actually. It's very important.
What do you mean by that?
Like, as in anyone could give you wisdom no matter who they are. Like,
okay.
could see, like, you could learn something from a five-year-old kid that you didn't know. You just got to be open to learning.
So, for example, Muhammad Imran here likes One Piece.
Yeah,
but then so if he gives me good advice, if he gives me like good advice, like, bro, like write your venting is good for you. I don't reject it because he's a One Piece fan, so therefore he doesn't know anything. Yeah.
Typical weeb. Yeah. Imagine not being a Hunter x Hunter fan.
Exactly. Antark is where it's at.
I am a Hunter x Hunter fan.
Yeah, no, but like,
yeah. You know. So one thing that's quite sad to me is that, like I said, Muslims really liked Isa alayhi salam. Muslims like had a lot of good things to say.
He means liked,
in the sense that
the
scholars
making it clear.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah,
someone would just like quote that bit out, post on Instagram. Like,
someone wants to like cancel me. Yeah,
look at these youth Muslims. This is what they're indoctrinating our society.
I think it's like a different sort of relationship they had in the past than we do now. And lot of that is like a reaction to like modernity, like modern day times, secularism and things like that.
I guess you could more so say that, you know, Muslims of the past, they had a better relationship in terms of the Christian understanding of Jesus than we do. Like we've always loved Jesus, you know, because, you know, in the Quran we know him as a prophet, but we reject every single thing about him that would maybe come from the Bible, for example.
Not the ones that are coincide with the Quran.
Yeah,
but obviously, I'm talking about things outside of the Quran, and everything else is like, all right, no, I ain't touching it. But I think from the sounds of it, like how you mentioned, how scholars they quoted the gospel as well. Mm. So it's like they actually interacted with it at that time.
Mm. Yeah. Because there was still, I think, a level of maybe respect going on there. I think nowadays a lot of Muslims, we're very defensive, aren't we?
Yeah.
But like, oh, all these Christians, all these atheists, they're weighing down on us, they're trying to corrupt our religion. And we get very defensive, we look inwards. But I think what scholars of the past, many of them realized was that we have to engage with the outside world to an extent. So,
It's also that previously, like in history, religion literally ran the world. Like, people only found purpose in religion, innit? So they would make that their whole life. And if someone thing was religious, that's it. Like, they would live by it, right?
Yeah.
And people, you know, people would fight each other over religion and whatnot. You know, it was crazy. Everyone was living by it. Yeah. Obviously, nowadays and over time, you know, everyone's becoming more egocentric and stuff. Just so naturally, you know, over the course of time, because technology's increasing, social media, everything. You know, everything's coming more, like, egocentric and independent. And, you know, people are starting to see outside of religion and see purpose outside of religion. So obviously that probably helped made people sway away from
I think part of it is also like colonialism, because let's not forget the people who colonized the Muslim world were Christians, and so because of that, and because for centuries before, Christians were like the dude who lived like next door to you and not the dude who's like asking you for money a gunpoint, so
sword point.
So sword in one hand, gun in the other. Yeah.
God damn it! How do you know, bro? Were you there?
Maybe.
Tahmid has like experience.
So Tahmid had a gun at the guy with the sword in it. So.
Yeah, he brought a sword. I was like, nah, I'm sorry.
He's yeah. like, what is that? Metal pallets. Yeah,
so because like they associated, and you see this quite a lot in like Muslim writing from about the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s and onwards. So like I said, Muslims got very defensive. They associated Christianity and the West with like bad things.
Yeah.
And so that's why this whole idea of like, oh yeah, everything is like, or pagan thing, it's all fake, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's one of the sources where it all comes from. Plus, like, you know, we're Muslims, we're on the truth, therefore everything else must be paganism.
Right.
Okay, it's like totally baseless. It depends how far you want to take that one.
I've heard so many times, oh, Christmas is a pagan religion, blah, 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 this and that. It's interesting to know, like, the true origins of it. It's interesting to know how, like, you know, sort of Christmas trees, ornaments, Santa Claus, how that came about as well, you know. But yeah, it's interesting. It's also interesting to know how, you know, early Muslim scholars interacted, yeah, you know, with yeah. the idea of Isa alayhi salam from the Christian perspective.
Yeah.
And, like, I was really surprised with the idea of them having no issues or almost accepting that, okay, he was born on this day. For me personally, like, from this conversation, I don't really get the whole fuss over, you know, disputing over his the exact date of his birth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, you know, maybe it's because, you know, do the Christians, I guess they claim that he is exactly born on this day, or do they say that he's roughly born around this day? That's why we celebrate it.
Yeah, yeah, so
it's mainly the 9 month thing, isn't it?
All Christians yeah. except Armenian church say that Christmas, so Jesus was born on the 25th of December exactly.
Yeah,
the Armenians yeah. say January the 6th, which is like a slightly different opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's basically everyone's. Compared to like Muslims, there's no agreement amongst Muslim scholars when the Prophet ﷺ was born.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think there's an agreement when he died either.
Different Muslims have their opinions, but obviously yeah. I would say that, you know, for us, it doesn't matter too much. Birthdays were never really emphasized that much
in
it.
So in the future, if anyone's like, Christmas is a pagan holiday, I expect you guys to be like, no,
yeah,
yeah,
no,
you,
it's
don't
not.
Worry. No. I'll tell them.
That
is
you're 100%
definitely
right.
If anyone is interested, I guess we could have like links to actual historians and people like breaking this down.
Yeah,
because it's
and like some of the books that you mentioned, even from the Muslim scholars and everything.
Yeah, but yeah, that being said, I hope you guys learned something new today. I definitely learned something new, and yeah, you know, round of applause to Bassem. You know, again, you know.
Isn't clapping a pagan celebration?
Pagan, that's what I got so confused when Tam was looking at me like, what? I'm like, yo, what did I do wrong, bro? Like, what happened? What?
This guy was like, no one's clapping with me. It's like,
it? I was
it's
like yo,
a, just an assembly wait. Or a show where there's just one person clapped in the crowd and they just died out.
Listen, you all clap, yeah. I know that, yeah, so don't ask me for it. Anyway. That being said, I hope you guys enjoyed and found today's session beneficial.
Make sure to
subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, iTunes. Okay, we're just off sync right there, man. We didn't prepare it, but
yo, it's the pagans, you know, man, they got to us.
Damn it, I don't think you know it how many freaking platforms we're actually on now.
Yeah, like, dude.
We're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, bro.
You're on YouTube.
Google Podcasts. We weren't on Google Podcasts before, innit?
Yeah, no,
it just happened, bro. I didn't even do it. It just happened, bro.
No way.
We just happened.
Google really wants AST.
They want AST. So make sure to leave a review on there as well.
Definitely.
And follow us. And obviously, we got so much more coming. And make sure to follow the Instagram page. It's there.
Yeah.
After school.
I'm surprised it's still rolling, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And Bossim, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you guys for having me.
You know, we hope to see you again soon.
Which one?
Forget it. It wasn't my time.